Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From newsounds.org and the studios of WNYC in New York, this is Soundcheck, our series of live performances and interviews. I'm John Schaefer. Over the past decade, the singer and songwriter Laura Lee Rodriguez has been making a name for herself. I mean, literally making a name. She records under the name Empress Of. Her albums are full of bright indie pop that mixes dance music, electronica, rap, and rock. And her most recent album mixes English and Spanish as well. Empress Of's new record is called For Your Consideration, and she's here to play some stripped-down versions of some of her new songs. This first one is called Lorelei.
I wanna be sweet, but there's too many scars. I wanna love you free, but I can't see the stars. All I taste is bitter when you touch my lips. I know you've been with her, 'cause your mouth's still red. What's her name? What's her name? Does she know how much she made me cry? Lorelei, Lorelei, tell me what's her name? Does she know how much she made me cry? Lorelei, Lorelei, I wanna believe that someone wasn't here. I smell it on the sheets. Found earrings I don't wear. Your hands feel like winter when you touch my hips. You give me a shiver when I ask who's it. What's her name? What's her name? Does she know how much she made me cry? Lorelei, Lorelei, tell me what's her name? Does she know how much she made me cry? Lorelei, Lorelei, if the tears don't change her mind, Lorelei, Lorelei, does she know how much she made me cry? Na 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 na. Tell me what's her name? Does she know how much she made me cry? Lorelei, Lorelei, tell me what's her name? Does she know how much she made me cry? Lorelei, Lorelei, if the tears don't change her mind, Lorelei, Lorelei, does she know how much she made me cry? Tell me what's her name?
That is Empress Of with Lorelei, a song from her latest record called For Your Consideration. Empress Of is the work of Laura Lee Rodriguez with Lana Migliore accompanying on guitar. And Laura Lee, great to have you here.
Thank you so much for having me.
So you must have gone through most of your life with people mispronouncing Laura Lee as Lorelei.
Absolutely.
And so here is this song about Lorelei, who is the other woman. I mean,
yes.
A psychologist could have a field day unpacking this song.
I know. I've been saying it's my Jolene.
Yeah.
You know, it's I'm her, but I'm singing about the other woman. And I don't know. It was a very natural and fascinating song to write. And I love poking fun at my name.
So your parents are from Honduras. Is Laura Lee a Honduran? I mean, how did you get that? How did they get that name for you?
Oh, okay. So the confusion grows.
okay.
So my...
It seemed like such a simple question.
It was. It's not. There are no simple questions here today. no, I'm kidding. So my name, my dad wanted to name me Lorelei, but he, because he loves this German folklore song called Die Lorelei.
Yes, yeah,
he
yeah.
He's a musician. He loves this song. And he wanted to call me Lorelei. He did not know how to spell it. and, you know, I've lived 34 years of my life being called Laura Lee. yeah, so that's, I mean, it is a lot of unpacking.
Yeah. Now, so the album, as long as we're talking about names and titles,
yeah.
For Your Consideration, I don't know what your inbox looks like, but
okay.
Every year mm-hmm. around Grammy voting time, my inbox... Dozens, by the end of a week, hundreds of emails for your consideration, you know?
You'll get one from me next year.
And it's just, it makes my head explode.
Yes. So I'm from Los Angeles, and I grew up seeing For Your Consideration billboards all over L.A. And
for films, probably.
For films, but we also see it for Grammy consideration,
okay.
Emmy consideration, and I don't know, I think being an artist for 10 years and, you know, sort of being underrated and also just the, you know, the whole glamour in the entertainment industry. I was like, it would be very amusing to me to write an album called For Your Consideration.
Yeah. It gives me the willies, though. I just to let you know.
Great. Great. You know, art is supposed to make you feel something.
Exactly. As Banksy is claimed to have said, art is supposed to disturb the comfortable and comfort the disturbed.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
And I don't know what my album is going to do for you, but you can vote for it next year.
It's just the album title. Actually, as soon as the album started, I was like, whoa, what is this?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because there's that kind of rhythmic, yeah, and it's not the only yeah. time on the record.
No,
there are several
not.
Tracks that begin with you kind of using your voice as
yeah.
as an instrument, almost like a rhythm
Absolutely.
Instrument. Where does that come from?
I was on a hike, as we do in Los Angeles, and I was listening to Caroline Shaw, who is, I love Caroline Shaw. She is a incredible composer, vocalist.
Pulitzer Prize winner.
Yeah. And I had never heard Caroline Shaw. And I texted my friends and I'm like, what is this? And they're like, ha, ha, ha. late to Caroline Shaw. you know, there's so much beautiful noise you can make with your voice.
Absolutely.
And I love that this is my album of doing that. You know, Bjork has Medulla, and
right.
there's Imogen Heap, there's, you know, I love Pharrell, and mm-hmm. and like the, you know, sort of beatboxing that he's done, and sampling his voice. I don't know, I just think the voice is so, it's the most important instrument.
Well, I just, you know, it sounded to me, having listened to the record, for all of the pop gloss and the, mm-hmm. the sheen of the production, I was like, this is someone who has listened to some experimental or avant-garde contemporary vocals. And I was thinking it might be Meredith Monk, but Caroline Shaw, I'm a huge fan
Me
of hers.
Me too, I
so,
am.
I know you've probably spent a lot of the last 10 years explaining where the name Empress Of comes from, but would you do it one more time?
Of course, and I'll do it tomorrow and tomorrow and tomorrow. So Empress Of came from a tarot reading that I had. My first ever tarot card reading. I don't know how much you're into that, but I was getting my fortune told. And the first card that was pulled out was the Empress.
Okay.
And, you know, the Empress stands for creation, and she's the mother of the cards, you know? And so I gravitated towards that, and I was making all this music, and I was like, I want to call myself Empress, but not the Empress. And, you know me, I have a sense of humor, so Empress of.
Empress of. And so people are probably and Empress of what?
Yeah.
You know what?
Oh my goodness.
When you started your own record label, mm-hmm. you called it Major Arcana.
Yes.
And there's a line in What Type of Girl Am I about the cards don't lie.
Oh, yeah.
So,
yeah.
I mean, how big a thing is tarot for you?
I think mysticism is a bigger thing. You know, everyone wants to talk about astrology, what sign you are, what rising, you know. Another show.
not my show.
Yeah, not
Sorry.
Yours. but
I am interested in the kind
the
of
mysticism,
the arcana,
yeah.
the arcane parts.
Yeah, of course. And I don't know, I love, when I describe my music, it feels dreamy and ethereal, and the mysticism tied with tarot cards and the houses of major arcana, minor arcana, and I don't know. It just feels, I relate to it. I gravitate towards it.
Right. The minor arcana are the numbered ones, the suits, you know, nine of cups or whatever,
yeah.
eight of swords. The major arcana are the fool, death.
Yes.
The hanged man, things like that.
Yes. Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know. I decided to call myself that. And my logo is the sun.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're speaking with Laura Lee Rodriguez. She records as Empress of. The song you're going to do next, Kiss Me.
Yes.
On the record, this is one of the collaborations, and you had to go across the ocean for this one, right?
I went on tour with Rina Sawayama in Europe, and I came back to LA. I was working on my record, and I sent the song to her. So very modern. Everyone's emailing each other.
Right.
DMing each other today. Do you want to be on this song? Do you want to be on this song? So I did that to Rina. And she wanted to be on the song, and when she sent me the vocals back, I screamed in my car. it was so amazing to hear an incredible vocalist.
It's just such an LA story, because that sentence ended with "in my car."
I know, it's not romantic. I'm not walking down a, you know.
You're not in your bedroom.
No,
you're not.
No, no,
you're
no,
not
no.
in a studio. You know, it's you're in your car.
Yeah, in. My car.
In traffic on the 405, no
Screaming.
Doubt. All right, well, let's hear what it sounds like with just you and Lana on the guitar. It's a live performance of the song called Kiss Me.
I'll keep you up, I'll dance around. FaceTime for you. If this is love, I'll settle down. Just tell me to. If you send a flare, and I'll be there. I'll follow you right up the stairs. Just touch my lips and pull my hair to come. Slowly, slowly.
That is, once again, Empress Of, the work of Laura Lee Rodriguez, with Lana Migliori playing the guitar. And a version of Kiss Me, goes without saying almost, Laura Lee, that it's a very different version from on the record. Not only Rina Sawayama's missing, but so are most of the instruments.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, you studied, when you were at Berkeley, you studied sound engineering, right?
Mm-hmm. That's how I got into production. Studied engineering.
Yeah.
Yeah, production and engineering.
So very keen ear for sound, for texture of sound. Mm-hmm. So at what point do you hear the song? You know, at what point do you know what the song is going to sound like?
Yeah, especially with this record, I discovered that the song is the sound. You know, I have produced 3 albums before this, and I had focused a lot on production and sound design. And on this record, I focused very heavily on songwriting. Mm. And that's why I feel like confident enough to without the bells and whistles, to just sing the songs. And it's really beautiful because I will not do this on tour. I will not do this on tour. I'm doing it for you. I'm doing it for my Rough Trade in store. Because it feels very personal and intimate to me. I think it's great to be able to hear the songs like this.
Yeah. It's a little feat of reverse engineering, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, in addition to all of the usual English language songs, there are numerous tracks in Spanish or in a mix of Spanish and English.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen a real rise of Latin pop as a kind of global phenomenon beyond the Spanish-speaking community. I mean, you think of people like Bad Bunny or Karol G or even Rosalía, although she's from Spain.
Mm-hmm.
But still, the idea that pop in Spanish is still pop and is still popular. I mean, your career has seen that wave kind of cresting, it seems.
Yes, definitely. I love having this conversation because I think pop is genreless, and it is really just, you know, sign of the times. What's culturally relevant is pop music.
Mm-hmm.
So Bad Bunny being, you know, one if not the most streamed artist in the world,
right,
makes him a pop star. Steve Lacy, when he had a number one song, he's a pop star. You know, there's so many examples of that where I'm like, oh my God, people are redefining pop. It's not just, you know, Swedish writers.
Right.
Making, you know, like making...
It's not just whatever Max Martin is producing today.
Which is genius, but that, it's, anything can be pop music. And that's, I don't know, over the years, I'm like, okay, cool, I'm a pop artist. I make pop music.
But now you make it in 2 different languages.
Now I make it in 2 different, well, I mean, 50% of this record is Spanish.
Yeah.
Which is amazing.
I mean, and a song like Cora that's like pure Spanglish, if there is such a thing as pure Spanglish.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But the one I wanted to ask you about is Femenina. First of all, an interesting word.
Yeah.
It's a bit of wordplay there, isn't it?
I wanted to use modern Spanish language, and that is gender inclusive, you know, so saying femenine, latine, instead of saying femenino.
Right, because you're talking about it's an hombre femenine instead of an hombre femenino.
Yeah, I just wanted, like, I'm talking about, you know, wanting a feminine man.
Right.
And wanting to be the, you know, the kind of the cowboy in the relationship. I say that's one of the lyrics in the song.
Mm-hmm. There's also, it's funny because there was an avant-garde composer here in New York in the 70s and 80s named Julius Eastman, whose music is now being rediscovered.
Right.
And he wrote a big piece called Feminine.
Yes.
And it is spelled exactly the way you've spelled it.
I know. I sent this song to a friend, and she said, oh, like the Julius Eastman piece.
Wow.
And I was like, No.
No.
No. And yeah, it's very interesting to me.
Yeah.
You're the third person to make that reference. I'll have to hear the piece. I haven't heard it.
It's a big library. It's like 40 minutes long.
I got time.
Yeah. And you live in LA, where the band Wild Up is from, and they are the new music band that recorded Feminine. So they're your home team.
All right.
The song What's Love is another of the collaborations. And being in LA, did you know the band Muna?
It was a thing where we were mutual fans of each other. And again, I wrote them and I was like, I have this album. And they listened to the album and chose What's Love. They were like, oh, this is the song that we hear ourselves on.
Well, that is the song we now hear them on.
Yes, exactly.
But let's hear this live performance of it with Laura Lee Rodriguez singing and Lana Migliore playing the guitar live in our studio. The song is What's Love?
I wasn't trying to meet anyone. I wasn't dying to get heartbroken. Take my breath away, made me feel safe, made me escape, made me want to cave. I wasn't trying to learn from this love. If the love can make you break, you shape you, then what's love? Playing the game till you won. I'm not the same, and I don't wish I was. Knocked me off my feet, felt incomplete, caught me off guard, hands on my knees. I was just playing the game till you won. If a love can make you, break you, shape you, then what's love? If a love can make you, shape you, then what's love?
Love is the name of the song from the latest Empress of record called For Your Consideration, live performance here in the studio. And so, Laura Lee, if you studied sound engineering in school, when did you learn singing?
I've been singing my whole life.
It's in the family.
My dad is a salsa pianist. He was in a band in Honduras called Banda Blanca. And he's just always tried to get me to make music. He tried to teach me how to play piano when I was 6, and I was like, no! He's like, listen to the Beatles. And I was like, no! And he's like, you're going to want to learn how to do this one day. And I would have been a concert pianist if I would have listened to him. But instead, I'm a pop star.
Yeah. With 3 sold-out shows in your old stomping grounds of Brooklyn.
Yes.
May 22, 24, 25. You started your career here in New York, Brooklyn.
Yes, I started my career in Williamsburg. My first ever show was in a warehouse called Glasslands.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's where I saw Grimes and Animal Collective and Blood Orange and Caroline Polachek. I saw them. And
when she was still with Chairlift, probably?
Yes, Chairlift, yeah. And, yeah, that's where I played my first show.
Yeah. Do you miss it at all?
Do I miss New York? I miss New York. I love New York. Love New York. I don't know. I don't know where I want to live. I live in LA right now. It always feels like home, but I don't know. I'm about to be on tour for a long time.
Yeah. So there will be other dates that will bring you back to New York later in the year.
Yes. I'm going to announce another tour, for like a proper tour for this record. And it'll include Europe dates as well. And yeah.
All right. Laura Lee, a real pleasure to...
So great.
Yeah, and to thank you, Lana, for playing. It's great to hear the songs in this kind of, you know, bare bones. It's just the emotion of the song. Nicely done.
Thank you so much.
And Irene Trudell, nicely done on the other side of the glass in the control room. She's our technical director, and our producer, Karen Havlick, down the hall in the video control room. Those videos will be coming to the New Sounds YouTube channel. I'm John Schaefer. You can keep up with everything we're doing on New Sounds by subscribing to our free weekly newsletter. Text New Sounds to 70101 or sign up on the website at newsounds.org. I can't keep clean when your face is between.